Hello everyone and welcome back to Talky Talks Manga. I'm sorry it's been so long. This is going to be our 13th episode, lucky number 13, or not lucky. Today I'm finally going to talk about that time I was reincarnated as a slime. As I told about back in March. It's almost the end of April. I'm so sorry, guys. I've just really been putting it off, trying to deal with life, school, so on and so forth. So this episode is going to be similar to the rest of my episodes, completely unedited and not thought about at all. And I'm basically just going to tell you my thoughts and opinions on this manga that I found out was a light novel written by Fuse. I don't know who Fuse is, but it seems they are very well known in the light novel world of Japan, I'm guessing. And honest to goodness, this series is incredible. The fifth one finally came out, and I read it. I've read all five of them, and the story is to die for. If you are someone who is interested in Sword Art Online, it's similar to that concept, but this is not a video game. It's more fantasy-esque, but I say it's like Sword Art Online for one specific reason, and hold on, guys, you will understand why I say this. It is a fantasy world where there are monsters and everything like that, but unlike Sword Art Online, the character in this story is not the one fighting the monsters. In fact, the main character in this story himself is a monster, and actually is a slime. He once was a human, but he got reincarnated into a slime. But this slime has very interesting powers. I am not going to give any more detail than that for you on his abilities and everything like that. You should read it yourself and find out. Sadly, there is no anime as of yet, but if there ever is, I am totally game to watch it. I don't care if it is subbed or dubbed. You know, guys, I am not a sub fan, but for this one, I will deal with subtitles because I am in love with it that much. The story is so interesting. Pardon me, guys. The story is so interesting. It revolves around this slime, and basically, he becomes extremely powerful. If you guys understand monsters, slimes are usually not the strongest creatures to defeat. They're usually pretty easy, and, well, they're slime. But this slime is not an ordinary slime. First off, he learns how to talk via, I think it's communication sort of thing, like what bats use. He learns how to talk via that. He doesn't use the more simple way, basically trying to form a vocal cords and speaking. No. He goes the tough route and basically learns how to talk like that, which props to him and everything like that. Okay, instead of calling him constantly, I'm going to tell you this slime's name. Yes, everyone, this slime has a name, which was given to him by his first friend he makes in this new world. His name is Rimuru Tempest. I don't know if I'm saying this correctly or if I'm not. To me, it is Rimuru. And his last name is Tempest. And the whole idea of this is he's a slime. He wants to be a person again, clearly. He was once a person. His name was Satoru Mikami. Yeah, he was a Japanese guy who was all by himself till the age of 37. So if you are a virgin till 37, interesting things may happen to you if you get reincarnated. Or whatever. And the whole story is just pure gold. There is battles. There is little bits of crushing on Rimuru because he is the most suave slime ever. He is such a gentleman, such a wonderful human being, and, well, an adorable little slime. He's a little blue slime. And in the first volume, basically it talks about when he was an actual human and what happened there. Then he gets killed trying to help someone from being, well, from a robbery, and basically dies there and is then reincarnated into this other fantasy world as a slime creature that basically cannot be killed. He basically becomes the most awesome thing in the universe. He becomes the number one top slime, at least in my books, and swear, if it was possible to cosplay as a slime, I would do it, because he is such an awesome slime, but I can't really cosplay as a slime. I'm not much the cosplay type, but heck, I'm not cosplay much, but I would love to do it. If any of you guys cosplay, that's pretty damn awesome. So, yeah, this book is very interesting. The last two books were kind of about a battle going on. I'm not going to spoil the battle because that might ruin your experience of wanting to read this book. Heck, you could also read the light novel, which I'm gonna guess is completely done and finished, and that's why this person recreated it into a manga. Their name is Teiki Kawakami. And the art is just incredible. The creatures that are drawn are just wonderfully created. There are some creatures that you might have seen in other books, and they're very different from how they're drawn here, but it's basically due to different preferences. But there is one thing in this that also kind of reminds me of Pokemon. But it's not like Pokemon. It's not like they're evolving due to becoming a higher level or anything like that. As I said, Rimuru is a very OP slime. And as an OP slime, he can grant other monsters kind of a power by naming them. And he does this. He has named a bunch of creatures and such, and they have evolved into more higher creatures than they were once were. Like, for example, say he named an ogre. This ogre would become a higher ogre, or possibly a Kichin. They're basically still a monster, but they have evolved into a more higher class monster, a higher ranking. And if you do enjoy fantasy and you are a lover of monsters and basically how a human who has now become a monster yet still recalls their human life kind of adapts to this sort of situation, you might really like That Time I Was Reincarnated as a Slime. Because when I started reading it, I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was very cool that the main character is not a person, is not the typical ordinary monster person, where they're kind of, they're still human, but they're also monster, like, you know, monster girl universe sort of thing. It is very different from what we are seeing nowadays with monsters, demon, yokai, all this. This is actual monsters, and the main freaking character is a slime ball, not anything else. I've also recently seen a book that I do want to get into, but I'm not entirely sure if I should. It's something about I'm a spider, so what? And basically I flipped through it, the main character is a spider, and I'm starting to get more into these stories where the main character is not the typical humanoid person, but more of a creature that is not human, but has humanoid-like qualities in this non-human form. Similar to Rimuru, now though, in the more recent ones, he has obtained a human form, But he's still, in the end, a slime. He is not a human. He has a form of one, but, like, it shows in the thing explaining about the human anatomy situation and stuff. And I really just don't want to spoil this for you guys. I really want you to read it yourselves. And I know before I used to read like the first chapter of this, but I'm starting to enjoy more just telling you my opinion on things about the story. And I know I'm being really vague with not telling you more, but I really want you guys to try reading this yourselves and possibly seeing what you guys think. And I just really don't want to give you guys ginormous spoilers, because even in the first chapter of a book, you can get huge spoilers. Like, for example, when I first started doing this and I read the first chapter, it basically kind of spoiled the broth. Like, if I read someone the first chapter of something, I don't know if they're going to like how I read it to them or not. And also, I'm really bad at trying to explain things to people. So, if someone asks me for a description of something that I've read or anything, I am either very descriptive and go a little bit play by play, which if I see that they're getting bored, I kind of would stop that, or I'll be fairly vague and give little parts of it. Like, if someone asked me to give them a short summary of that time I was reincarnated as a slime, I'd be like, it is about a guy who has then been reincarnated as a slime and has to deal with living that life as a slime and no longer being human and dealing with the struggles. And that's basically what he does. And he evolves from this. He gains more power, more knowledge, more understanding of what he is and possibly his purpose here. Yes, guys, he has a purpose to being in this new world. And that first friend that I said before that he made, I'm not going to spoil what he is, but he is awesome and he is now kind of one with Rimuru. And basically, at the end of each volume, there is a little reading section about his friend and his view from Rimuru's eyes. Because he can see what Rimuru does and basically talks about it in this kind of journal-like form. And it's basically you read what happened and then you read from the perspective of his friend, his first friend that he made. And I find that very interesting because you're given basically two different perspectives of the same story. His is very short. It's usually about 10 pages long of reading his friend's work. I'll just call him Tempest. Yeah, his friend's name is Tempest, and there is Rimuru, who is Rimuru Tempest. And basically, if you really do like fantasy and you don't want to read the typical humanoid fantasy novel book, you could even read the novel of this. Heck, if you already have read the novel of this, congratulations, good for you. Tell me if Fuse is a great writer, because the novels that were made from his, not the novels, the manga that was made from his light novel is mind-blowing. I have gotten into newer manga nowadays, and I might read about it too. I may even have a huge podcast on how yokai are becoming more kind of a thing nowadays. Like, there are so many manga that I have seen the title yokai or have yokai about it. So I'm gonna try making another episode possibly in a few weeks about some mangas nowadays that are talking so much about yokai, and they're very new, like only a few volumes have come out. I may talk about two of them, both having yokai in them, and both that I got at a similar point in time. If you are interested in that, let me know. If you know of a manga that is basically all about yokai, no, I don't mean Yokai Watch. I'm talking about the obscure things, guys, and not like the big thing. Like, yes, I know before I talked about Miss Kobayashi and she was a really big deal, but I saw that the really big deal was more the anime and not the manga. I never heard anyone talk about the manga before. I heard millions of people screeching about the anime of Miss Kobayashi Dragon Maid, but not once did I ever hear a single person speak of the manga. I was about to say anime. I'm sorry, guys. I am not in my element today. I'm usually not. But it makes good banter since I'm all by myself and have nobody to help me. Unlike most podcasts who are at least two people or someone has a script. I don't have a script. I really should get started on making scripts, or at least writing bullet points. I think I did that for my first episode. I wrote some bullet points. I really should do that. Also, fellow podcast creators, help me, please. It would be nice to get some assistance from fellow creators and makers of podcasts. Give me some tips, tricks, what have you. I do enjoy the way I make my podcast, but maybe listeners might not like it. This is personally how I feel. I just want to put myself out there talking about the thing I deeply love and deeply appreciate. I recently listened again for like the possible 100th time, Colton talking about my own manga podcast, and saying how I'm very different from most other podcasts out there. And yes, this has been a very long time ago that he spoke of this with Josh Dunham, if I recall. Yes, Josh is a wonderful guy. I don't listen to his podcast, but I might get on it if I find the interest or can just look it up. I do follow him on Twitter. However, I haven't really been on my Twitter as of late just because Twitter is becoming a war zone of everything. And I just don't really want to look through everything to find something I'm actually looking for. So, to conclude, do I like that time I was reincarnated as a slime? Yes, I do. Is it something I would recommend to anyone? No, I would not recommend it to just anyone. If I know someone and they are into like more things similar to Sailor Moon and all that girly stuff, I don't think I would recommend that time I was reincarnated as a slime simply because this is clearly not girly in a sense. I wouldn't not suggest it to them. I wouldn't say, look, if you ever see this book, don't touch it, don't look at it, don't even smell it. No, I tell them, look, you can try reading it. If you're interested in possibly reading more, go for it. If it's not your tea and biscuits and all that good gravy, then just don't. If it's someone who loves action, I would tell them, read it. Yes, it's not very actiony at the beginning, but once you get into it, there is going to be a lot of action in the coming future, and you are going to see the struggles and the awesomeness that is this slime called Rimuru Frickin' Tempest. He is an awesome character, he is an awesome slime, and I really just want to see an anime for this, just to see how they would animate a freaking slime as the main character. Because you never see that. I've never seen a slime in anime perfectly animated, and I just want to see that. I want to see the little hops. I want to see the little. Rimuru is just like the most adorable thing, and that's one of his main character things that makes the women love him. Slimes are adorable. And if you do not agree with me, fine, don't agree with me. I just freaking love slimes. If someone could send me a little blue slime plush or what have you, I would be through the roof. I would call him Rimuru Tempest. I would take him to bed with me. I would take him to school with me. I would take him everywhere I went. And possibly this is going to be the second longest episode I ever made. Possibly. I say second longest because the longest episode I ever made was with Colton. Because, well, me and him talked for about an hour about Clay Lord, and he was an awesome guest to have, and I was very happy with him because he was able to help me with my audio, because the headset I used, it's not soundproof, so when I was talking or not speaking when Colton was talking, you could basically hear him through my headphones, and it was a big issue, and I didn't know how to fix it, and Colton was able to fix it, and he was a saint to work with. I have called him my senpai, and heck, he still is my senpai. Heck, all podcast makers out there, I would call him my senpai. I would call them the people I look up to in the podcast world. The Josh Dunham, Doctor, everyone basically Colton has had on his show. I do not listen to them personally, but when I hear them on his show, I find them quite fascinating. I enjoy listening to their input, and it does make me want to listen to their show. However, like, I wouldn't really listen to Doctor's show mainly because I don't listen to Case Closed, and secondly, I am not up to date with Gintama. So I can't watch that one either, because not that I hate spoilers or anything like that. I really don't care for spoilers when it comes to anime, especially if it's not an anime that I know I'm going to watch. I would listen to him anyway. It's just because if I do listen to it, I don't think I'm going to get what everyone else who might listen to it gets. And I don't want to spoil that experience for myself and basically kind of just listen to it just because I feel that I should. Because then it's not fun. Okay, I'm rambling on. I really should just be talking about what this podcast episode is supposed to be about. Yes, I love slime. I love slime. I love that time I got reincarnated as a slime. It's great. So far, there are 5 volumes out. They are nice. They are big. I, however, could read them all in one sitting if I really wanted to, but then I would waste my entire day. It is great. I do suggest you at least try reading the first chapter, get into the flow, and if you like it, you can buy it at your local store. I don't believe you can find it online, or at least proper online. You could most likely find it online, but then you'd kind of miss Tempest little banter at the end, maybe. I don't know. I have the actual hard copies, so I don't really read it online, because I really do enjoy having the book in my hand and fully just immersing myself into the book. Sometimes I get so immersed that I forget to get off public transit. Yes, I've actually had that happen to me. I missed my stop once because I was reading. I'm very sorry. But anyway, it's a great read. I do recommend to those who like action, get into it. Yes, it doesn't start off action-y. It starts off more just easygoing and calm and relaxed. But give it a try. Everyone should at least try something new. Something that they might not expect to read, but then see that they might actually really like it. Like, for example, when I asked Colton to read Clay Lord, it's not something I would expect him to possibly fully enjoy reading, but he bought the books anyway, and he didn't hate it. Yes, it was a very short, but sweet kind of thing, and really, there were... I Didn't mind the ending, but I really would have preferred a lot more. I am so excited to find out the end for that time I was reincarnated as a slime. I want to know what's going to happen next. It's the type of story that I'm just so into. I don't want it to ever end. I want it to be like the never-ending story. It's going to continue forever, but I have a feeling it was a light novel series by Fuse. I don't know if he's still writing them. I don't even know if Fuse is a man or a woman. I think Fuse is a dude. Don't take my word for it, though. If you're more of a light novel reader, heck, read Fuse's light novel version instead of reading the manga. And heck, I might ask Viz if they can try me. Wait, who's the creator of for this? This is actually made by the company Kodansha Comics. So it's actually a comic series, not a manga per se. I've never really heard of Kodansha Comics. Maybe because, I don't know. They might just be new to the industry, or that I don't really look at the publisher. I'm more into what's going on. All right, I have labbered on long enough. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being there. I'm really sorry that these episodes are not coming out as often as they used to when I first started. I do want to try getting more into this. I really do. But I am so going into reading manga. Work. Infinity Wars came out. Guys, I'm working at a movie theater. So, Infinity Wars is coming out. I am going to be working my butt off, and I'm back at school at night. So, I'm finishing up my classes coming up. And once my classes are over, work is going to grab hold of me and be like, "Oh, you're free every day now." Okay, we're going to take advantage of that. So, wish me luck, guys, with work. Wish me luck for Infinity War this weekend that's coming up. Pray for me, people. Pray for me. Okay, goodbye, guys. And hope you have a great day, evening, week, weekend, so on and so forth. Adieu.